I hate to turn off Claro, but I'm gonna. This is Button Pushers. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That was just M&T's audio adventure. Great people. He's always got like a new crowd in here of like guests and fun people playing new music. Very fun to walk into every time. All right, I'm gonna get set up, get logged in here. We are gonna be playing tons of Trab, of the Brat remix album for sure. Going over it all in detail and all of the random little details and connections and things that I found while listening to the album. But while we're getting set up there, I'm just gonna play like some random track so I can like log in and get everything set up. Changes. This is a pretty good one. This is by Just a Gent, one of the first people I ever saw live for electronic music. Like technically the first, I think, because he was like the first opener of the show that I went to go see. And this is a collab with Odd Kid Out, who's known for a lot of his like finger drumming. He does a lot of like really cool percussion on those like MIDI devices and those MIDI keypad kind of things. And he's really good at it. So pay attention to some of the fun grooves in this track. And Just a Gent's got his very classic, very whooshy, lucid kind of synths going on. So check this out while I get logged in here. And then we will switch it up to a lot more Brat-focused show. Very boiler roomy, very like, you know, we're going to get gritty. We're going to go Charlie XCX like all the way. It's going to be very fun. Let's get into it. But first, here's Changes by Just a Gent and Odd Kid Out. Oh, or I need to turn on my volume, as always. Good track. I like the switch up in the end and like that third drop, and it has a little bit more of like a Jersey kind of backbeat going on. super fun. And I think someone needs to like do a rap verse over that. I think the tempo for that would go super, super hard. Not me though, someone else. Someone else can do it. I'm a little tired. Sorry if my voice is a little mucky right now. I'm going to the doctor tomorrow. I think I might have like a sinus infection or something, but not like a cold. I don't think it's viral or anything. No worries to anyone who's been, I mean, I haven't really been hanging out with anyone, I guess. I've been mostly just doing work during the weekdays. The weekend was super packed. I had 3 birthdays. It was crazy. We went apple picking. It was super fun. Karaoke, all kinds of fun stuff. But oh my God, that was draining for sure. And now I'm just kind of a little lower tempo right now. I also did some mixing, but I didn't get to go super far. Because honestly, it's kind of painful to listen to music right now because there's like a lot of pressure in my ear, which sucks for me because I'm always listening to music. But I've been pushing through. I'm just pushing through the pain, which is probably not that healthy. But like, I have to give up either my, you know, ear health forever or music for like 12, 14 more hours. So we'll see. We'll see which one wins out. But instead of me, let's get over to Brat. That way you don't have to hear me talk and we can listen to some good, good music. I think the first one I want to play. I realized I've never played like the original club classics on the show. So I want to start with that because it goes crazy. And it was one of the first tracks that I like spoke up about on this album as just being like so cool to write a track that's like when I go into the club I want to listen to the songs made by me and my friends, and that is like directly what she is saying in this song. And not just that, but like it's like I don't want to just hear these because they're mine. I want to hear them because they are the good songs that everybody wants to hear when they get to the club. And that is just like such a fun energy, and I think really represents like the rest of what, like, you know, Brat Summer was about Charli XCX like really kind of pushing herself and like her image and her like iconicism, kind of almost overblowing it, and then kind of also giving a deeper look onto like what it looks like to be pseudo famous and like a club rat, you know, idol, but not really anywhere in the main music sphere and stuff like that. Very fun album. I'll let you look into it more on your own time if you haven't heard of it already. If you haven't, where have you been? Anyway, here's Club Classics, and then after that, we'll get more to the remixes.
When I go to the club, I wanna hear this Club Classics. Club Classics, Club Classics. When I go to the club, I wanna hear this Club Classics. AG. I wanna dance with George, I wanna dance with Sophie, I wanna dance to Hard Mo, play the track fast, not slow, pull it back, twice, let's go, sweat marks all on my coat, tight like my kind of flow, yeah, I wanna be blind above the lights, lights, lights. Like,
track. I love it. I love how wubby that bass is. It is so fun. And I love just like calling yourself out in a track and being like, I want to listen to the music that I make because it's better than most of the other stuff that I hear in the club. Plus, everybody else wants to hear it too, so why don't you play it? That's just like such a fun energy to throw into your track. I don't know how to describe this, but on the Brat remix album, a big part of it is that it's a bunch of collabs. It's a bunch of collabs with different artists and taking the songs in a different direction. Sometimes in the sphere of that included artist, sometimes more just them kind of joining Charlie and her energy. One of the things that I think is really interesting is that pretty much all of the tracks, except for Club Classics, have a line in it that reference like Charlie's name specifically, saying like, you know, Charlie called me here, or like, we can listen to Charlie while we're doing this, or Billy says like, you know, Charlie and I could like hook up sometime or whatever, right? And the only track that doesn't say Charlie, at least the only one that I've found, I'm sure there's probably other ones, but that just doesn't say Charlie outright, would be Club Classics, which I thought was kind of funny because like, on the album, it's the one that's very, you know, pushy about being like, oh, this is my name, I want to hear it, I want to hear it everywhere. And then when it gets to the remix album, it doesn't say Charlie. There is one point where the remix is featuring BB Trix, who is a, you know, DJ, more like a disc jockey, very much like record spinning, and a little bit more of like rap as well. And her line is, BBXCX is an instant classic. It's in Spanish, but... So she does say her name, kind of, but it's not Charlie, and all the other ones are saying Charlie. Just kind of a funny detail. Not funny, I don't know. I thought it was cute. But Club Classics featuring BB Trix is crazy. I love this one. It is also such a fun spin on the track. I love the, like Latin tempos in it. It is very, very fun. So I've liked this one a lot. Some of my friends don't like it as much, I would say, which is... fine, it's whatever, they're all entitled to their own opinions, but like, I think I, especially as someone who's really into like mixing and scratching and stuff, like this track goes crazy, so I've been looping this one a lot. Here is Club Classics, the remix with BB Trix.
When I get to the club, I wanna hear this podcast. It's like 3, 6, 5. 3, 6, 5. 3, 6, 5.
great track. I love it. I also love kind of the spin on club classics being a very old school, like boiler roomy, you know, warehouse underground vibe, and this club classics remix being a lot more kind of integrating some of the newer underground production styles, especially that like Quest for Fire Skrillex bass that's very like hollow and like whoa, you know, that one, you know, the one, and the snare being very like light and almost like a light clap or snap kind of in that section as well. Very cool. It's a fun like spin on, you know, a remix about it being very boiler roomy and warehousey. It's like, what if we brought in the new forms of production and all the kind of new sounds that have come out and kind of taken the underground scene today instead. Very cool. I think I'm going to play Sympathy is a Knife featuring Ariana Grande next, which I should also mention. I think I said, what's it like being pseudo-famous? That was Charlie's experience before this album. After this album, she's in the top 100 artists in the world, at least as of right now, and was able to collaborate with tons of artists on this album from, like, all over the genre sphere. So definitely doing much better after this album. I mean, people knew of her, for sure, but this one definitely made her like a household name, I think. So no longer probably pseudo-famous is not very an apt adjective for her. But here's Sympathy is a Knife featuring Ariana Grande. One of the things I want to point out that I think is really funny is that like Ariana Grande can sing four octaves, right? And like really well, too. I think it's four, which is insane. I think most people can get like one, maybe. And so Charlie uses a lot of like auto-tune and effects and stuff like that to get like an electro kind of edit, gritty, dirty effect. But Ariana has taken tons of lessons to make her voice sound as pretty and pure as possible. And they still just threw the effects on it. And it just sounds cool. Like, she obviously doesn't need auto-tune, but it is very interesting to hear Ariana with it because you rarely ever do. So pay attention to that, and then we'll go into maybe a little bit more of like the contrast of the original Sympathy is a Knife. Here it is, featuring Ariana Grande. Oh, I started way early, or way late in the track. How did I do that? Okay, here we go. Sorry.
It's a knife when you know they're waiting for you to choke. It's a knife when a journalist does a misquote. It's a knife when a friend is suddenly stepping on your throat. It's a knife when they say that you've been doing things you don't. It's a knife when your old friends hate your new friends. When somebody says, Charlie, I think you've totally changed. It's a knife when somebody says they like the old me and not the new me. And I'm like, who the fuck is she? It's a knife when you're finally on top. Cause logically the next step is they wanna see you fall to the bottom. It's a knife when you're finally on top. Cause logically the next step is they wanna see you fall, fall, fall. It's a knife when, it's a knife when, it's a knife. Should you explain? Yeah. It's a knife when the mean fans hate the nice fans. When somebody says, I think you've totally changed. It's a knife when somebody says they like the old me and not the new me. And I'm like, who the fuck is she? Cause it's a knife when you're finally on top. Cause logically the next step is they wanna see you fall to the bottom. It's a knife when you're finally on top. Cause logically the next step is they wanna see you fall, fall, fall. It's a knife. Just a noise. All this expectation is a noise. Yeah.
great track. Hearing Ariana with like effects on her voice is so strange, but I love it. Very, very good. Yeah, very fun track. I think looking into some of the lyrics and stuff is fun, comparing them to the original. The original is very much about like Charlie kind of comparing herself to other artists and then receiving sympathy from people who like are like, no, like, you're doing great. And she's like, well, I know that, but I don't need the sympathy because I'm doing great. But like, why am I kind of comparing myself to, say, like Taylor Swift, who is a completely different but much more popular mainstream and accepted artist? Like, why am I making this comparison? And then like, I get the sympathy and that just kind of makes me feel worse because like, I don't really need it, right? Like, I know I'm doing fine, but ouch, like I'm still making the comparison. And then this one is a lot more about kind of like fake sympathy, right? Is like everybody kind of rooting for you, but only to see you win and hopefully ride your coattails, or hopefully to basically say like, oh yeah, you got this. And then like behind your back are like, I actually really hope they fail, which is like a really big thing in the music industry, of course, because it is a competition, right? And we'll get into that a little later. I think Charlie has received a lot of heat for basically like hopping on the trend, I guess, of like A.G. Cook, who does a lot of the production for her. They have, you know, similar styles of music, but Charlie was shown A.G. Cook by like someone else. I think actually in the album, she says it was shown to her by like an ex-boyfriend at the time, which is a fun, you know, anecdote, I guess, because it's crazy what it's done for her life, right? But like, obviously she's wildly successful on her own and with her friends, and like A.G. Cook does not think that, you know, she's stolen anything from him or like ridden any coattails or anything. So that's more of just like the fan base being mean because they can be. And similarly with Ariana, she's received a lot of hate for like her body. Specifically, like a lot of people think that she has like done body modifications, and she's admitted to a lot of like lip stuff and like Botox, but not a lot of other stuff. And been pretty frequently been like dissected by like other people to be like, oh, you know, this must be fake or this can't be real or like this thing in Ariana's life. And she's just kind of like, can you leave me alone? And one of my favorite lines in it is like, it's a knife, when why should you explain, because they won't listen anyway or whatever. And it's just like, you get to the point where you're like, I've already like said my piece, so like you can either buy it or not, and I'm just gonna do my thing. And I don't know, I like it. I like that track. I also did not expect to see Ariana Grande on this album at all. Crazy. I really like I Might Say Something Stupid featuring the 1975 and John Hopkins, which is crazy. This whole album is insane. Especially because on the original, the album or the song is really short. I think it's the shortest song on the album. Let me check that. Yep, it is. The shortest song on the album is a very short kind of piano, like one or two verses, and that's it. And I Might Say Something Stupid with 1975 and John Hopkins is 4 minutes, and it's very long, very spaced out, and very, like, it's very much like a whole soundscape and captured idea, whereas the, like, I Might Say Something Stupid on the original Brat felt very much kind of like an intermission or something kind of dropped into the middle of the album to, you know, add that layer of introspection and meta and, like, I don't know, I think there's a lot of, like, heady stuff in this that's, like, guys behind the, like, club rat culture, right? And that was, like, a blurb of it or whatever. This one with 1975 and John Hopkins is just crazy beautiful. It's so, so pretty. And a lot of the stuff that the 1975 singer is going into is pretty deep about like what it's like to struggle with success or with addiction or like with trying to fix yourself, but like thinking that you're doing the right thing, but it ends up being bad for you. And then you just like, then you don't know what you're supposed to do, kind of thing. It's really good. I really like this one. I don't know if I'm going to play it on air just now, because I'm kind of feeling more like hype stuff, but, I definitely recommend listening to that. Maybe we'll play it a little later in the show. What I do want to play next is Talk Talk featuring Troye Sivan. Troye Sivan has been a really big, like person, I would say, in this kind of like club, especially like Brooklyn and LA club culture, kind of, very boiler roomy, you know. It's just like very like hot music, very like hot person music, like let's go dance with hot people kind of music. And I don't know how to describe it other than that. You know what I'm talking about, though. Concrete, jungle, lots of sweat, you know, all kinds of fun stuff. And this one is Charlie XCX and Troye Sivan, Talk Talk. The original Talk Talk is very much about Charlie being like, I don't know where I stand with this person, and I'm only being able to, like, show them love when I want, or when they want to, and when it's on their terms, and, like, I feel kind of confused and, like, unloved, and, like, I don't really know what I'm supposed to do, and I wish we could just figure it out together. I wish you would talk to me. And it's kind of sad, but it's just a nice bop. You know, it's one of those kind of, like, rave songs where, like, it's nice to dance to, but then when you listen to it, you're like, oh, this is actually kind of sad, but whatever. And the song ends with, like, I wish I could just say, should we just go back to my place? And this track is kind of the flip side of that, and very much about, like, what if the two people were just, like, so into each other that they don't even have time to, like, take a breath to stop talking. They're always spending time with each other. It doesn't feel like it's a waste or whatever. And it's just like that full, like, you know, honeymoon moment that you have with, like, when you meet someone new that you're interested in or something, and you're just, like, so into them, and, like, that kind of feeling. And I think it was fun to take this track in that direction so aggressively from the previous track, to kind of show, like, the, I don't know, the two different sides of how that can go when it's, like, when both people are super into it versus when only one person is, and the different energies that can kind of surround the track in that sphere, I guess. If you listen to the original Talk Talk, it's very kind of airy and a little melancholic even. Very, like, light, I guess. And this one just goes crazy. This one goes hard. It's very fun to dance to, and I love the chords right after Troye Sivan's first line, so listen to that. Here it is, Talk Talk featuring Troye Sivan.
Hay una fiesta en mi casa. Vengan. Será muy divertido.
Are we getting too close? You're leaving things in my head. I'll be honest, you scare me. My life's supposed to be a party. Talk that talk, yeah, we talk all night. And the more I know you, the more I like you. Can you stick with me, maybe just for life? And say what's on your mind, my baby.
Talk to me in French, talk to me in Spanish, talk to me in your own made-up language. Doesn't matter if I understand it. Talk right in my ear, tell me your secrets and fears. Once you talk to me, I'll talk to you and say, can we go back to my place?
Okay, here's the plan. I wanna fly you out to Amsterdam. I gotta get her to fuck you in. I wanna what? Come see me. We can pop our shit to Charlie and then put your arms around me.
You're thinking about me.
No, don't pretend that you aren't. We're still obsessed like we just met. And when you fuck me, it's crazy. You're thinking about me.
Cause we talk that talk, and we talk all night. And the more I know you, the more I like you. Can you stick with me, maybe just for life? And say what's on your mind, my baby.
Talk to me in Spanish, talk to me in your own made up language. Doesn't matter if I understand it. Talk right in my ear, tell me your secrets and fears. Once you talk to me, I'll talk to you and say, shall we go back to my place?
Okay, here's the plan. I wanna fly you out to Amsterdam. I gotta get her to tell her to fuck you in. I wanna, boy, come see me. We can pop our shit to Charlie and put your arms around me.
Shall we go back to my place?
J'ai perdu mon téléphone, mais tu sais quoi? Ça en valait la peine parce que c'était une soirée de fou.
Yeah, last night was crazy. Let's do it again.
Shall we go back to my place?
Super fun track. I'm gonna drop the killer track. I'm gonna say killer track. I say that every show. But it's a killer track. It's super fun. I like it a lot. I do think, honestly, it could go without the sections where they're just, like, saying things in Spanish and French. Like, it's, like, one or two sentences each. And then they just, like, say it and then move on. I need to look more into that as to, like, if that was included for, like, a specific reason or if it was just, like, for fun. A lot of the album is just for fun, of course. But it just kind of, like, I don't know. It feels very, like, okay, like, I see what you did there because you said talk to me in French and talk to me in Spanish. But if that's the case, how come you aren't doing any talking in a meta language? I want to hear something that I can't understand and no one else can. Troye Sivan and Charlie XCX. Okay, no, please don't do that. But track's very good. I like it a lot. And I love that kind of switch up where you hear it all in this track as well. They sampled the original track where she says, like, are you thinking about me? And in this track, she just says, you're thinking about me. And I kind of like that, you know, additional, you know, the layer of confidence when people are on the same page in that kind of sphere. Very fun to kind of include that in the track as well. I'm going to play Von D. Wow, my voice just completely, like I said, my throat. But I am going to play Von Dutch featuring A.G. Cook and Addison Rae. I had tickets to go see A.G. Cook this Saturday. It didn't work out, which was really rough because I really did want to see A.G. Cook. Like, he's phenomenal on the decks, and I'm trying to get better at, you know, mixing and stuff and learning what to do. And I ended up giving my ticket to a friend who was going to be on the show today, but ended up getting another ticket to go see Fisher, which is lame because Fisher's music is bad. Okay, that's not true either. Fisher's music is fine. But it's a little boring, in my opinion. It feels very fratty, in my opinion. Not bratty, mind you, which is amazing. It's fratty, which is less good. But it's whatever. I got the ticket to my friend, and they called me when the show, like, started so I could hear the intro, which is really fun. Granted, it was over a telephone in a club. So I said club, but I tried to say club so I would be a normal person and just went clear. But whatever. They called me, it was very nice, got the intro, could barely hear it, it was basically just a bunch of risers over and over and over again, but that's kind of what I would have expected, very hyper-poppy, very computer music, very fun time. I might have even played this on the show before, I don't think so though. In any case, I'm just gonna play it right now because I kind of want to jam to it. I don't think there's that much to say about it being that different either, but we'll just get right into it. Here's, as I monologue for like 3 minutes, we'll just get right into it with Von Dutch, Charlie XCX, Addison Rae, and A.G. Cook. I love that. Oh my goodness.
I'm just living that life. Von Dutch, cult classic, but I still pop. Every time my track drops, you're jealous. I'm just living that life. While you're sitting in your dad's basement, bet you're disappointed that I'm shining. I'm just living that life. Von Dutch, cult classic, but I still pop. Pack the LV cases, watch me do a little globetrot. Got a lot to say about my debut, about my cost and revenue. I guess it makes sense, cause I'm just living that life. Just to look at my pics, my tight dress and red lips. I know you want it, I'm just living that life. Linked with Addison on Melrose. Bought some cute clothes and wrote this in the studio, cause I'm just living that life. On Dutch cult classic, but I still pop. Always give me more views, it's kinda like a day job. Got a lot to say about my debut. About all of the things I do, I guess it makes sense, cause I'm just living that life. I'm just living that life. I'm just living that life. I'm just living that life.
cause I'm just living that. You just wanna scream my name on and on, on and on, cause I'm just living that life.
All these girls are like,
hi, can I get a picture?
And then they go online like,
just kidding, I hate you.
Great track. I love it. Very fun that they referenced Melrose as well, which is like a very popular shopping district during like the 2000s stars, like Lindsay Lohan and like, I don't know, other people in like Y2K era. Because that's like, I think what a lot of the Brat album is about, right? It's very kind of older internet-y culture, and like especially the track Rewind is about like, you know, growing up in the age of digital music kind of emerging and like kind of jumping back to that time. Always fun, a little like tiny little reference in there, and also very fun that Addison Rae has like a slight line in there about like people have things to say about my debut, because like her first track was like fine, I think, but like a lot of people are like, you're just a social media person trying to like hop on the music bandwagon like everyone else, aren't you? Which is fair, like a lot of people were doing that at the time, but like good music stands out. Like we just recently had, I haven't been following it that much, I haven't even heard the song, but I think like a big internet person like KSI, I think, just released like a song and it's like really bad and everyone's hating it like a lot. Like, public opinion on Addison Rae changed very quickly after her next EP, and now she's got, like, a lot of really good hits. So, I don't know, push through it when you get that initial, you know, back push or whatever. I don't know what I'm talking about, but fun track. I like it. I think, let's see, we've got 20 minutes left. Yeah, that's enough time. I want to play Rewind featuring Blade. This one is a little different. I think the original track is a lot about like, I wish I could go back to when I was just a kid and things didn't matter that much, and like I had time where the only thing on my mind was like, oh, I'm painting my toenails right now, or oh, I rented this disc from the library and I want to make sure that I burn all the, you know, songs off of it before I have to return it, and like, you know, all these like little light moments, instead of like, you know, oh, you're on tour and you have to travel across the country in a day and set up an entire stage and then take it all down and then go somewhere else and do it again for like months at a time, right? Like your career is taking off, great, but now it's a whole lot more work. And she's kind of like, I sometimes wish I could go back to when it was simpler. And the like new version, I guess, or the remix with Blade is very much kind of talking about like, I wish I could go back because right now it's hard, which is like a little different spin on it. But I think the original song on the album is a lot lighter and a little bit more like nostalgic, whereas this one is a little bit more just kind of like depressing. And that is very much in line with some of Blade's work. Blade is very open about being like extremely mentally unwell and not feeling comfortable in his own body and, you know, getting help with it, but still not feeling great about it. And like, I don't know, I don't want to get like too much into that because I haven't really listened to a ton of Blade stuff, but he is very, very vocal about like his head and how difficult things can be sometimes. So I thought this was a very interesting inclusion to bring onto the album, and a very interesting kind of flip on this song as well. Kind of, you know, I'm a big Porter fan. We talk about nostalgia and looking back to the past a lot. This is kind of a weirder way of thinking about it, where it's like, it might not have just been that easy in the past. It might just be a lot harder right now. And it's an interesting kind of flip of view, I suppose. So here is Rewind featuring Blade. And then hopefully, yeah, we should have time for the rest of them. Or not the rest of the album, maybe, but the rest of the ones that I want to play. Oh, and it samples the original song throughout this track as well, which is really cool, I think.
Sometimes I just wanna rewind, wanna turn back time to a different time. Oh, sometimes I just wanna rewind, I just wanna rewind, I just wanna rewind.
Maybe I need a reality check. Sometimes no, I just gotta say less. Gone so well, drew lines on my chest. When I look in the mirror, I don't see no reflect. All
All this money makes me competitive. Gotta get more, living all excess.
I must confess I'm under stress.
Don't make the time again.
I must confess I'm under stress. I'm under pressure in my head. I'm 6 feet underneath myself. I'm trying to catch up with my breath. Even with everything on deck, I'm only thinking about less. Thinking how to move like chess. Mirror loose me, I'm impressed.
Maybe I need a reality check. Sometimes no, I just gotta say less. Wanna see my face all up in the press. When I don't, sometimes I get a little depressed. LA makes me so competitive. Sometimes I wanna wake up dead.
I must confess I'm under stress.
Turn back the time again.
I'm in the hills, perfectly still. The sun is setting in my will. My mind is split, I'm like the bills. I pay for everything myself. I care for everything I feel. 360, find a way to deal. The shadows spread across the field. I wanna rewind on the reel.
Next one I want to play is Back to Back featuring Tinashe. Tinashe? I think Tinashe. Maybe it's just Tinashe. Anybody know? Someone let me know. The original track, Back to Back, is a lot sadder and a lot more about, like, basically saying, the main line is, I don't want to go back to you. And I think the main idea is, like, it's a play on words of what a B2B is in the DJ sphere and the, you know, mixing sphere, which is when two DJs are on the decks at the same time and they are kind of tag teaming vinyls, right? So they are working on a mix together. Maybe one person is, you know, they're swapping off and letting one person do the next mix, and then they're like, okay, you take it from here, see where you're going to go, and just kind of challenge each other that way. Or they're working together to just do a mix that is really hard and you need more than two hands all over the decks at once or something. They're really fun. They're fun to watch. They're a really good time. But the main thing is that it's a shared spotlight, you know, it's a shared attention, shared time slot, shared revenue, you know, all of that. And overall, you're sharing the decks. You're sharing your workspace with someone. And I believe the song is an allusion to kind of like being disingenuous with like a partner, and Charlie being like, you know, maybe back to backing another person, you know, where they are like, Charlie's into this guy, but he is also into this other girl, and he's kind of hanging out with both of them. And she's like, I don't really want to go back to you because, like, I know it's not where we stand, or like, I don't know if it's where I want to be, but like, maybe I feel like I need that stability or that comfort. And it's kind of going throughout those, you know, that difficult headspace of dependency and trying to find independence, and plays along with the, you know, the DJ back to back to back to back to back. And this track is a lot more about kind of having made it and not having enough time to even like think about, you know, the life, or like if you have the stability, like you've got it and you're going from club to show to show to. Even in the song itself, it's self-referential. She's like, Tinashe, you want to do this song? We've got 2 days. Some of the vocals, my vocals are already done. You can put yours on it. I got to get going. I'm going back to something else, you know? But she's excited to go back to the club, back to the decks, even more important, and kind of have a good time. So really like this track and this flip on it and making it a little bit more fun, because I loved the back-to-back-to-back, like, loop. But the original song is just a little sad, a little melancholic. It's a nice groove, but I like this one adding a little bit more energy to it. Clurb to clurb. Yes, Alex.
this song. 2 days later, got the vocals cut. Oh my god, we really blew the fuck up. Now everybody wants what we got. Cause we made them boom, clap, made them get too on. All the way from Los Angeles to France. Disons plus tard et toujours en place. Yeah, we work hard, yeah, we work hard. Better run it back. The way my ass look in these jeans, I better throw it back. When they see us out and winning, they get so mad. Now I'm feeling all my so fine, don't wanna act. Look at me now, better than before. They wanna be like me, can't even blame them for it. Didn't come out of nowhere, they been sleeping on me, I'm bored. Look so good, I'm a boy. Cause I go back to back.
Great track. I love it. I love it, love it, love it. Okay, we gotta get two more in here before the show ends. So I wanna play Mean Girls featuring Julian Casablancas. This one is crazy. This one's probably my favorite on the album. Instant Crush is one of my favorite songs of all time by Daft Punk, and featuring vocals from Julian Casablancas, who also was the lead vocalist of The Strokes for a while. Maybe still is. I should look into that. I don't think he is anymore, but was leading them for a bit. And his voice is just amazing, but the remix of this track is so good. Like, it takes it in such a different direction, plays with the best part, which in my opinion was the piano, and in a really interesting way. It draws allusions to Instant Crush because, like, obviously Julian Casablancas is so, like, very tied to that track. It's, like, easily one of his most famous songs, and, like, makes a lot of the same, I think, like, correlations in terms of, like, what the songs are kind of talking about. But mainly I like that Mean Girls originally is about, like, here is a track about going to the club and just partying it all out because you're either heartbroken or you heartbroke and you feel bad about it because, like, you're trying to find yourself and it's a mess. And, like, this is for all the people who are like, oh, isn't it cool that you're hot enough to break a heart kind of thing. And it's all about that, like, energy and, like, trying to flip the script on a relatively negative situation. And this one is about Julian Casablancas just kind of taking the other side of it and being like, okay, but, like, the, I guess maybe the, like, male perspective or the male gendered perspective of this. I don't really think it's a gendered thing, honestly, but, like, the flip side perspective of, you know, that situation of someone who's, like, breaking up and then, like, oh, I need to go out and party to, like, get over it. His, like, lines are like, oh, I've heard this trick before, like, you left and now you're coming back, and, like, it's just a fun, like, kind of, it feels like a sequel kind of to the song. It's like, oh, I went out to party and now I'm, like, kind of coming back, and, like, now the dude's like, I'm like, you were out partying, dude, like, chill. I really like it, and I love Julian Casablancas' voice on this as well. So yeah, I'm gonna play it, I'm gonna vibe out, I love it a lot, and then we'll end with, I mean, hopefully you know which one we gotta end with, but we'll get to it.
This one's for all my mean girls. one's for all my mean girls. This one's for all my mean girls. This one's for all my mean girls.
This one's for all my mean girls.
This one's for all my mean girls.
This one's for all my mean girls.
I don't understand what you're going through. I follow the rules. I took.
This one's for all my mean girls. This one's for all my mean girls. This one's for all my mean girls. This one's for all my mean girls.
This one's for all my mean girls.
Love it. I think I've re-looked at all the lyrics and like kind of reformulated my idea. And I think like this is more about like the internal monologue of like when you're at the club and you're like, wow, I'm avoiding the things that I'm feeling right now. And like all of the feelings are like, I don't understand what you're gonna do. I followed the rules. I took the abuse. I don't understand where you're coming from. I down all our pills. I love you the most. Be with me, or whatever. Or whatever, right at the end. And then, I've played this game before, fighting for a hopeless cause, and now you're at my door. I've seen this trick before. Here's one for all the ones who left, and one for the abandonment. So, for the ones who left, and for the ones who were abandoned. We messed it in a fun way so we could keep it vague and maybe work it out. And it's just like a very, it's definitely a like toxic sequel, I would say, to the original track, but I just love his voice so much. Like Julian Casablanca's voice is so good, makes Instant Crush one of my favorite tracks, and hearing it again here in such a like similar way but like revamped in like a decade later, so good. I was so happy. And finally, we have to play Spring Breakers featuring Kesha, which is crazy. I cannot believe that this was the collab. And I'm so glad that Kesha was featured on this one, because Spring Breakers is all about, you know, being a party girl all the way to the point of like committing violent acts and illegal crimes and all kinds of stuff, because you're just going so insane. You're such a riot, such a crazy time. And Kesha definitely was all about that energy, you know, like 8-10 years ago, and still is for sure, but like, you know, started that whole thing. And also has a lot of references to some of her other tracks that were like anthems back in the day, was super fun, and also has a lot of allusions to how she got kind of screwed over in the music career early on and had to fight really hard to kind of have a little bit more of her autonomy. Very common story, especially for female artists, unfortunately, but really fun that she gets her chance to be a little vulgar and direct on this track right here. So here is Spring Breakers featuring Kesha, the two party queens. And one of my favorite lines in this is, I alluded to this earlier as well, is she goes like, It's not a competition. The two party girls are tied at the top or something like that. And it's just, that's such a good line, such a good way to put it. Also, really quickly, mental health. The supportive friend gives someone dealing with mental illness a greater chance at recovery. For more information, go to whatadifference.org, brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. Okay, I almost forgot the PSA. This has been Button Pushers. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope I can play this all the way through and the other DJ doesn't come in. If they do, my housemate's going to kill me. And we'll just start the next show with it. Anyway, here's Spring Breakers featuring Kesha.
Hi, it's me, you're all in danger. Never get invited cause I'm such a hater. Got my finger on the detonator. Crazy girl shit, gonna go spring breakers. Every time I make it so outrageous. Always gonna lose to people playing safer. 4, 3, 2, 1, see you later. Crazy girl shit, gonna go spring breakers. Gonna go spring breakers. Bitches, we tired. Art is not a competition. Rating go up when the clothes come off. But a real bitch come when the dick goes up. Like, ooh, these bitches rip off. Wish they could be OG, they not. We going psycho, we going off. Yeah, me and Charlie, we the party girl gods. Oh, baby, you mad? Watching me win.